I had somebody ask me today. I don't know the meaning behind the question. I don't know the tone or whatever. I don't really understand if they were just asking or just venting or what. I really don't know. But they, because I know this person probably knows if they just thought about it. But she said, she says, how do the unsaved people or unbelievers, as I think, make it in this world without God? It was during a conversation. It was a conversation about, you know, praying and asking God for help or whatever in this bad situation. And she said, well, how do they make it? Do they know something we don't know? And the answer is no and yes. No, they don't really know how to get help. So what they have is they have a system, a secret society system. The witches have their little covens, their sororities, the fraternities, the Freemasons, the Jesuits. They have these organizations where they go, and they go and do their ritual, or they have a bar. They go to the bars, the drinking, the drugging. They always go to some kind of temple, but they wouldn't call it a temple because actually the bar, the tavern, goes back to the word temple. So it's a temple of the devil, you know. So they hang out with each other and they vampire off of each other. And they know each other, they know that other person's just like them, so they gotta watch their back, you know. They don't really like the person, but that's how they survive down here. It's a dog eat dog world. The dog eats a dog. A dog eat dog world. Dog eat dog world. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. They look at life as win and lose. They don't look at it as a win-win. They look at life as win and lose. They use, they try to pull people into these, here's how they do it. Here's how they do it. I've seen it my whole life. They try to pull you into a compromised situation that they might not blackmail you, but it's a feeling of blackmail. It's a feeling of bondage. When you get involved with the unsaved person, they're trying to pull you down the rabbit hole with them. And it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. So, when the Bible tells you not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, there's a reason. Because if you try to yoke up with them, you'll find out really quick that they're doing stuff that's shady and manipulating and controlling and witchcraft and sorcery and lies and fake reality, narcissism. They can be taken captive. They're slaves of the devil. They're in bondage. They're in darkness. They can be taken captive by the devil at any moment. They don't even know it. They can be sitting on the church pew and they were raised as in church and they know the religious talk, but they've never been born again. And they know the talk. And they see somebody who's a sheep. See, they have this code language. There's this code language that they got. And they know when they meet one like them. They know their own kind, you know. And I'm not talking about colors, and I'm not talking about races or ages or gender or anything. I'm talking about the demonized people. They know their own kind. They're struggling to make a name for themselves. They're struggling to get ahead. They're struggling to... They all think the same. Once you get saved, you get translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. But you don't realize how bad they are. I mean, these people will say they believe in God, they believe in the Bible, they believe in Jesus. But if you sit around them long enough, the Bible says if they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. So they can talk a big talk all day long, but when they speak contrary, you know something's up, because the Holy Spirit doesn't speak contrary. You know something's up just by who they hang around. Birds of a feather flock together. The people they hang around, you know. If you go visit them at their house and you walk in and there's people sitting around drinking and smoking and drugging, and it's like, let me get out of here. I remember when I was young, I was around all that, and I had to get away from all that. I wasn't a part of it. I'd walk in and I'd see some craziness, I'd say, I gotta go. I knew back then it was not right. Before I got saved, I knew it wasn't right. I got away from it. The sad part is, see, they're all a hive mind. They have another language. They it's kind of like electricians has a language. They have their terminology. A plumber has their terminology. Architect, engineer, mathematician, psychologist, they all have their terminology, right? And so no matter what field you go in, it's like they have their own terminology. So these people are part of the hive. They have their own terminology that we don't know, because we're not a part of it. We've never been trained in it. And so they have this code language and these looks that you don't even know what they're saying. They have their own body language. I've watched them. They know, let's say two of them are talking, you walk up and you're not a part of the hive, right? They'll look at each other and like, he's not one of us. They'll even say that sometimes. Sometimes they'll say, yeah, he's okay. He's not one of us, but he's okay. Something like that. Something off the roof that you don't even know what to think. You think, where did that come from? They'll say comments that you don't even know how to respond to, because it doesn't make sense to you. But it makes sense to the hive mind. I've seen it my whole life. I've seen it my whole life. There's another world. There's another world. The goats have another world hidden in plain view. Just like we have another world hidden in plain view. We got the Holy Spirit. They don't. There's two kingdoms playing out all the time. All the time. 24/7, 7 days a week. In the thought life, in the heart. The battles in the mind and the heart. And that battle's playing out all the time. You can listen to that. I just want to see where people come from. You know, I listen to them for a while and I look for their blind spots, and these so-called teachers / speakers or whatever. They always have a blind spot. And Tate says, oh, I believe in God, but he's having relationships with a bunch of women he's not married to. He's always talking about money, greed. He's always saying he beat the matrix, which, no, he didn't, because he's not born again. The only way you're going to beat the matrix is you must be born again, born from above. He's a slave just like everybody else. And I think he's finding out. He's going to find out soon, though. if you're not in Christ, you're going to believe the lies. See, here's part of the hive. So here's what's going on with the hive. They know each other enough to know that they create their own little realities, fake realities, false realities that they pull people into. In other words, remember, they want to be their own gods, right? The demon in them saying, be your own god. You can be your own god. You can name it, claim it, and all that stuff. And so they want to be their own god. And so what does that mean? That means they're going to create this fake universe around them and have all these flying monkeys that believe this person, and they think that this person has power or whatever. And they'll even keep, let's say they have a Christian friend. They'll keep who's got money, especially if they got money. They'll keep that person around to make their flying monkeys think they got the power, you know. They have no power, but they keep their flying monkeys in the dark about them having no power. But they claim to have power, but they have no power. And so it's all about fake reality. It's like, hath God said, you shall not surely die. When you eat the fruit, your eyes will be open. You'll be like gods. See, the whole thing is, they're creating a universe, a fake reality around them, that if the people that believe this about them, they're like, okay, I got them now, I've trapped them. So, and that's why the queen bee wants to have four or five men she's having sex with. She might not be doing it all the time, but one's paying her phone bill, one's paying her house payment, because she don't want to submit to another authority of man, because she thinks she's God. You understand what I'm saying? So she, in order for her to survive down here, because it's a man's world, I'll be honest with you, for her to survive, she's got to have four or five men playing them against each other to control them and manipulate. It's the Jezebel spirit. Her Jezebel's 450 false prophet flying monkeys were able to manipulate the king and get and bend the king to do her will. Do you understand what I'm saying? All the lies of Jezebel was a fake reality, just like today. So they're a part of the hive. So they give you this fake reality. They want to rent from you. They want to, whatever. They want to get married to you. They're going to put up this fake reality that they want you to believe. Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. But they're not saved. They're not even believers. So you marry this woman. She puts this fake reality just to trap you. And then this is what I've noticed no matter where I go and what I do. If you don't believe their lie and you stand on the truth, they want you to believe their truth, not the truth, not the truth of the Bible. They want you to believe their truth. So, and when you don't stand on it, hold one second, let me place this order. So this is what I've seen my whole life, no matter where I go, because I believe the truth. You know, I'm going to stand on the truth. It doesn't matter if it's a job, a marriage. It doesn't matter if it's in-laws, outlaws. It doesn't matter if it's friends or neighbors or acquaintances or whatever. So they want to pull you into their little reality, their world, right? Their fake world that they created. So you go into that fake world. You think, you know, you think you believe, at first you kind of, I used to believe it. I used to believe whatever people said. Now I don't believe nothing people. But you can step into their world. And then the world that they put out there, the concrete starts to crack. The pavement starts to crack. The walls start to crack. The ceiling starts to crack. The floor starts to crack. But you're already married to her, or you're in a business with them, or you're some kind of partnership of some kind that you're doing business dealings or something. But the walls crack, the floor cracks, the windows start to crack, everything's falling apart. And you call them out on it and you say, well, that's not right. You know, this is the truth. What you're saying is not even reality. Especially if you're dating a Jezebel. She's trying to trap you. Do you understand? And she's trying to pull the wool over your eyes, just like the movies that came out recently. What was it? WandaVision. She wanted this fake reality that she wanted everybody to believe. And it was a bubble around her. And she wanted that bubble. And she wanted to pull, they always had to pull new people in. Because once somebody wakes up, they get rid of them. The WandaVision movie is telling you what the narcissistic Jezebel witch is doing all around you all the time. Your society, politics, musicians, doctors, physicians, education system is telling you the whole system. So WandaVision created this bubble, and these people that believed that she was some kind of god, that she was had this fake reality that she created around her, was the narcissistic thing. And so when people started waking up to it, she kicked them out of the bubble. She had to bring new people in. Why? Because people start waking up. And that's what this whole thing with the vaccine stuff and all this stuff, it's fake reality. And these corporations are doing it to you. The news, the media, you're being fed lies the whole time. It's all lies. It's lies, 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 lies. But they're sitting you, hitting you with so many lies, you're going to believe one of their lies. And then when you believe one of their lies, you stay in it for 4 or 5 years, and then the bubble bursts, and they come up with a new lie. That's the game. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And it's happening in a fractal manner. It's happening in micro and macro. It's happening in government, friends, family, in-laws, wife, spouse, whatever. It's happening all the time. One thing I noticed growing up, if you had some friends or whatever, and they had all these acting crazy, right? Doing crazy stuff. The reason they were able to do that, you couldn't do that, because if you went crazy, you'd be in jail, or you'd lose everything or whatever. Because they had a backup system. Either their wife was their enabler, or their mama, or their daddy. Somebody was enabling them to act crazy. That's why they act crazy in front of you. But when they were around them, they wouldn't. My point is, these people are master manipulators, and they put on fake realities for, and then when you're not there, they badmouth you and say, oh, well, I'm around this. Why do you hang out if you don't like that person? Because it's not even real. They would rather hang out with you than the people who are enabling them, and they're lying to everybody. So you're dating this girl. Let's say it's a newly saved person. You're dating this girl, and she's not saved, and you believe that you can get her saved, which is a mistake. You don't date the unsaved. But anyway, that's the process of learning. Anyway, so you're dating this unsaved girl. She likes you. But around you, she acts different than when she's around her unsaved people. She acts different. Why do they act different? Because it's fake reality. She's creating these fake realities for everybody. Do you understand? And I've seen it 1,000 times. I've seen it in a marriage. So when they're around you, they act one way. Then they're around the in-laws or the outlaws or their in-law or whoever. They act different. Come to find out, they're bad mouthing to the neighbors, but then they're bad mouthing the neighbor. My point is, they're playing both sides all the time. Why do they do that? Why are they playing both sides of the coin all the time? When they're with you, they're nice and bad mouthing these other people. When they're with these other people, they're nice but bad mouthing you. Why would they do something like that? It's witchcraft. Manipulation, sorcery, fake reality. It's insanity. They have no identity. The devil can take them captive at will. They're always people pleasing. That's people pleasing. A lot of it's lovers of pleasure. A lot of it, they're trying to get an advantage. If they're friends with this person, they think they can get some kind of advantage over in life, you know. So if you got somebody like that, you're married to her, and so she sees this person, she can get an advantage all of, but you say, wait a minute, that person's not saved, there's something wrong, we don't want to hang out with that person. But she's going to be trying to hang out with that person because there's some kind of advantage. It might even be a female friend that she's thinks that she can get an advantage of some kind. And you say, no, she, that's not, that situation's not right. We don't need to be a part of that. But she won't listen. Because it's rebellion. It's fake. It's, that's how they survive. That's all they know. That's their way. That's their modus operandi. I just gave you their secret. They shapeshift to whoever they're with. Do you understand? You probably seen it with your mama or your daddy, your brother, your sister, your cousin, or somebody, or even your kids. They shapeshift with whoever they're with. What does that mean? It means you better be careful. They're shapeshifters. I don't care if they are blood. If you're saved and you got and you have family that's a shapeshifter, they'll kill you if it came down to it. Because the devil can take them captive. You see this stuff on the news like some woman killed her kids or some man killed his wife and his whole family. What is that about? Demon possession. They don't even know why they did it. They got possessed. There's a lot of women out there poisoning their husband. The reason women don't get caught is because they do it in stealth. But here lately, we've seen these women that's just doing it and doing outright, just doing it in public. But most of the time, you see the man doing it in public. Go in there and kill someone. I mean, that guy that killed them college students, was he stupid thinking he wouldn't get caught? He thought he was smarter than the police? They can profile anybody now. He thought he was smarter than the police. He thought he could get by with it. It's ridiculous. In a way, it's good to have all these phones and tracking. Because the righteous are as bold as a lion. They don't care. You want to know what I'm doing? That's fine. I don't care because I'm not doing anything wrong. But when you deal with one of these shapeshifters, they're always living in, they're always hiding in secret. You can actually see it in their body language. They'll hold their head down or something like that. When they were talking about you behind your back, they'll hold their head down. Sad. They're lost, though. The devil, and you can't be mad at them because that's the devil's game. You know that they're just lost. They're undone, you know. It's just the way it is.